Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yeah, I'm thinking on...
Welcome to this week's edition of the Geekly Planet, where we talk about all the things that we're geeking out about. We hope that you enjoy this week's episode with your hosts, Pat Aldridge, TJ Tamer, and Trey Pierce.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Geekly Planet, where we talk about all the things we're geeking out about. We here at the planet believe that we all geek out about something, and you have once again chosen to listen to us rant and rave about what we're currently geeking out about.
Gentlemen, actually, yeah.
In what appears to be a quarterly podcast.
I was going to say, is this number two this year? I think?
We did one 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Monthly.
We're on a tri-weekly schedule.
Oh, you made me breathe in my bourbon. Don't do that. That hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to end well for you, Trey.
No, because that's like the 130 proof bourbon. That's
going to burn, baby.
My lungs are not happy.
What I'm having is
they're actually on fire right now, Trey.
What I'm having is a Woodford Double Oaked.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here I am with my caffeine-free Diet Coke.
That's because you're the responsible one, Pat.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
The rest of us, our jobs are making us numb our souls at night.
Yeah. Facts. I had the day off. So
hard facts.
I had the day off, so I didn't have to worry about it. But after 2 days of carts, I was pretty done. So
that's tough. Got to be tough on the body.
Yeah. Pat's got the physically...
Especially at my age.
I was about to say, do you have the remote control where you could just drive?
No, because we've actually proven that it's slower than we are, believe it or not.
I watched the kids at Walmart do it. It is slower.
Yeah, yeah. We get more done by pushing than by having them pushed.
And you probably get it done with less hassle.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, but you know, I know I'm going to get at least 2 days a week, and typically they're spread out. But last week, the end of last week, the beginning of this week, they were back to back, and that was brutal.
Like my shoulder just twinged for you. That's how weird. Thank you. That's how. And like my shoulder, like you said, back to back, and my shoulder was like, oh.
No, it goes with what I've always, you know, I told my kid, I'm like, you can work your body, but you can work your brain. If you work your body, you can go home, go to sleep, you feel better. You work your brain, you go home, you go to sleep, you wake up, and you don't feel better.
I will say this, having somebody who worked their brain for 20 years, and then for a year worked their body and is now back to working their brain. I like sitting in my office chair. But I am mentally exhausted when I get home. Just from having to teach the same thing three times. The first time is not great because I am still trying to make my heart beat.
You're still waking up.
Right. The second, second class, I've had all three cups of coffee have kicked in. And so I'm good for the second class. Then I have a 2 hour break for lunch and planning. And so then the sleepies start to hit again. But it's okay because the sleepies have hit the entire fourth block. They're just, their brains are melted. See, my brain is melted.
Just use that first. That first class is your practice. Record the second class and then play it for the third class.
Boom. And we can all just sit there and watch the good class. And so
there you go.
You know, but my, like I said, man, my brain is tired. And so, yeah.
Yeah, I was so tired that went to bed last night and slept so hard that when the dogs got up at 5:30 to go out, even though I didn't have to get up, I got up and was like, I've been fine all day. So
yeah, you were rested.
Yes.
What is this rested you speak of? It's one of them sleeps where you have the lines on your face from your bed because you did not flinch.
Right. You didn't move at all.
Yeah. Cheryl poked you to make sure that you were still with us.
No, that's the dog's job.
Okay. Good, 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 good. As long as somebody's, you know, keeping you.
Somebody's concerned about me.
Yeah. Somebody. They lit clear through his ear to the other side of his brain.
He had no.
He didn't even move.
He didn't even care. Although it explains why the pillow was wet. So
yeah, true. Good point.
It was not my drool. Thank you very much.
At least not all of it.
Yeah, right. Well, shut up, Trey.
It was a mixture.
A sloppy mixture, yes. Thank you very much. So, yeah. Gentlemen. So, TJ, the new job's going well.
Yeah, the new job is fine. It is, you know, this first semester is tough because I have to plan and prep from nothing every day and week. The subsequent semesters will be much easier because then I can just kind of tweak and take out things that didn't work, add things that are more current. Like next semester is going to be an election year, so that's going to be filled with all kinds of fun.
Is it though?
It's going to be something. And
just play that. Listen, something. Listen, you've got 18-year-olds, 17, 18-year-olds. So they're old enough. For an election year, get the South Park election episode where they've got to elect a new school mascot. Because that is by far the best example of what election years actually are.
I was going to hit them with Little Schoolhouse Rocks season 3, which is all history related.
That one's great. But like, have you seen that one? Why should I vote if my only choices are a douchebag?
Exactly. Yeah, so I, you know, so it's tough. So I'm having to front load a lot of work, which is fine. Because if you front load it, then what I really want to show them is the scene from the newsroom when they're doing the onstage debate.
That's the first episode.
Yeah, and I want to, but obviously the language in that is not. I don't know that. I don't know. They're 17, 18. But anyways,
yeah.
But you know, we finished up a quiz last week a little bit early, and so we watched the first half of National Treasure because they were trying to steal the Declaration of Independence.
When you watching Glory, that's all I got to know.
See, we're in 1781. When we get to the government around the Civil War, I will probably just slide it right on in there, even though this isn't my U.S. history class. I bet they didn't watch Glory, so that needs to be
written. Yeah, because
they don't even know that the movie exists, dude.
Which is sad.
True.
So...
And then you can take a moment to have a moment of silence for Andre Brower every time.
Man, that sucks. Yeah, but it's going fine. I'm good. Exhausted, but it's fine.
So, Trey, is your job still the soul-sucking mess that it was?
Yes.
That about sums it up. Okay.
My favorite part of that was the pause right before the yes. Like,
yeah.
Should I answer truthfully?
Pretty much.
I thought he was just thinking about it. I was giving him the benefit of the doubt there.
No, I was gathering enough soul to actually give an answer. I had to scrape together the pieces. So last week we had to do some emergency disconnects because a local children's hospital got hit with ransomware. So they're now on like day 9. Of being completely offline.
which is great for a hospital in today's
Children's Hospital.
Yeah, which is super great in today's society.
Yeah. And then we as an organization are in the middle of trying to combine four different entities across 8 hospitals into a single entity.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
That sounds exhausting. Horrible.
Yeah. We're on 3 different EMR systems, 4 different domains.
I will say this. The school system, they use Google-based things, which is fine. You know, I have my own stuff or whatever, but the computer that they gave me to use is a Windows. I have not used a Windows in forever. I hated it so badly. I hated it so badly that I about sent it through the wall because the trackpad kept dragging things where I did not want them to go because it didn't operate like my Mac trackpad. So now I don't even, my computer is closed on the TV cart or on the smart board, and I have a wireless monitor, or I have an external monitor, keyboard, and mouse that we use. I was like, I'm not even touching the laptop. It's over there.
I'm surprised they didn't give you a Chromebook.
Everybody else has Chromebooks, but the teacher, they wanted us to have actual computers, I guess, as opposed to Chromebooks. So, but I was expecting it to be, but it's like HP Windows thingamajig. But
if it's an HP, that's understandable because HPs have horrible trackpads.
They're not good.
No, HP makes horrible ones. Dells are fine. Lenovo's are fine.
Like I was trying to click. I had all these different tabs up, and I was trying to click on different tabs, but it would just pull it out of the – I was like, I swear.
It registers as a long click too often, yeah.
I was like, I swear if you drag another screen apart, I'm going to chuck this out the window.
No, whenever I have an HP laptop, I have to use an external mouse.
Well, I had to set it up. Anyways, but then I noticed like 4 different teachers right around me all had their laptops on the smart board tray thing away from them. And at their desk, they were using their own MacBooks. And I was like, there we go. That's what's happening here. Cause they were like, I hate this computer. So we're going to use mine. So anyways, but you know, technology.
So you can use your Mac then as well.
Oh yeah. But I have that mine plugged into their stuff because it's all, you know, with Macs, you have to have different connectors. It is what it is. But this way I get to leave their stuff where it is, and I know that it's hooked up correctly. I don't have to worry about unplugging it and having whatever. But if I need to log in the meantime, because it's all Google-based, I just open up my computer and do something because it's all web-based, so it's fine. But yeah, technology is exhausting, and that's all trade does. So,
see, that just tells me that the school has horrible security.
Yeah, well.
Because you're able to hook your personal stuff into the Wi-Fi. That's sad.
It was a guest Wi-Fi, but
no, that's not so bad then. Oh,
yeah, it's a guest Wi-Fi, which means that some stuff doesn't work. But you know, when push came,
you're not watching movies as your
class. Well, when push came to shove, I just connected my MacBook to my own hotspot and did whatever I wanted to do. So. So, but it's just, you know, they have security set up where I can't download things, and that's super frustrating. Like, you know, stuff like normal school stuff that you should be able to, because they restricted it, and it's fine. I ain't mad at them. You know, it is what it is.
I'm sure if you asked one of the kids, they could tell you how to bypass it.
Yeah, probably. But if you, but you know, in today's world, you got to, because you might be like this hospital that is on day 9 with no internet or no, you know, onlineness. So, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm just trying to segue into the reason that we really haven't recorded recently is there's not a lot going on in the geek world. Like Trey, you and I hung out recently and I had to ask you, like, did you see The Beekeeper? And And you're like, yeah, and it was really good, but, you know, we just hadn't had a chance to talk about it, so.
Yeah, it's been, I think we got a lot of stuff there at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then the start of the year is just kind of been a slow burn ramping up.
It'll fire back up. There's a lot coming. It just not
yeah. yet. Yeah, we just gotta wait and be patient. Gotta be patient. But a couple things that we did watch that we wanted to talk about. Reacher had its final episode, and we all finished the Percy Jackson stuff that Disney Plus put out as well. So, which topic would you like to start with, gentlemen?
I don't really care.
I mean, I guess Reacher's the oldest one, so we can go there.
Yeah. That makes sense. Your thoughts, Trey?
I like this Reacher exponentially more than the Tom Cruise Reacher, like 1,000%.
I know you wouldn't even put the Reacher. You wouldn't even.
No, I wouldn't, because it's an abomination.
I got you, but go ahead.
I am a little upset with the fact that there's 22 some odd books to choose from. And right off the bat, they chose two out of like four where he contacts his old team for help, or he works with his old team for help. So they're kind of setting that precedence right off the bat. So when it goes back to like him working on his own, or they're going to have him call Neely for help for some reason.
Well, didn't I see that next season is based off a book where he is on his, like he, next season is him on his own?
Well, it's based off a book where he is, but will they
call him Neely? Yeah.
Will they keep that? I mean, like I said, out of the 22 books, I think there's maybe four where he works with somebody.
Yeah. I thought about jumping into the books, and I was going to ask if they're good. If you dig them,
I've read them all. I love them. They are they're on my kind of the list of if I need to read something to kind of what I call it, they're palate cleansers for the brain. They don't require you to invest a lot of mental capacity in them, yeah. But they're fun. They're fun reads. So yeah, I highly recommend it.
Cool. Yeah. When I was looking at that, that's when I saw that, what you just said, somebody, wherever I saw it on Google or something, was like, yeah, he only gets into his team like four or five of these books, and the rest of the time he's by himself, and you have new characters come and new characters go, and they're just enclosed stories or whatnot. And
well, that was one of the other, like, one of the other criticisms I saw is they're like, with him, you know, hooking up with Dixon in this one, they're like, they don't want the series to become like, oh, you know, Reacher's fling of the series. I'm like, have you read the books? Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what goes down. Also, TJ's gone.
I'm back. He's
back.
I'm here.
Do you have a Kindle?
Yes.
I have something similar to the other thing, but for books.
Okay.
If you're interested, and you can set it up to email said books to your Kindle email address, and it'll just show up
cool.
on your Kindle.
Yeah, I mean, based on the TV program, they seem to be definitely in my vein of entertainment. I thoroughly dug it.
Yeah, I mean, if you like the show, you'll like the books, because I mean, this was very, very, the only change that they made in this season against the book was they set it in New York and Atlantic City instead of LA and Las Vegas. That's the change.
Yeah, I dug it.
But not a big deal.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty much the big switcheroo that they did.
I really want him to be Batman.
That would be nice.
Of course you do.
I mean, dude is, I mean, he's killing it. I like it.
So, TJ, what were your thoughts of the final episode in the season overall?
Overall, I mean, final episode I liked a lot. I thoroughly enjoy. This is definitely this is my kind of show. I enjoyed this just like I enjoyed. What's the name of that other one?
Who's starting it?
John Krasinski.
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. Sorry. But I was, because what was I thinking? Rainbow Six is what I was thinking. But, oh, what's up? Is, but I like visitors. I like Jack Ryan. I like, you're in the way. I like Jack Ryan.
And I he's like, a cat, so he doesn't care.
Yeah. I like Without Remorse. Like that whole, like this whole thing right here, this is my vibe. I like this a whole lot. Like I liked Chris Pratt's, what's that thing called? Was that Tomorrow War? But yeah. Also the other one with that Amazon Prime show. What was the Chris Pratt one called?
He had a TV show?
I know what you're thinking of, yeah.
It had Tim Riggins in it from Friday Night Lights too. They're doing a spinoff or a prequel show or a prequel thing, prequel movie. God, what was the name of that?
Now you're killing. Now I gotta look. Hold on, I'm looking up Chris Pratt stuff.
I'm waiting to see what you're gonna knock off the thing, you cat.
It wasn't Parks and Rec.
No.
Which was good.
Yeah.
God. The Terminal List.
Terminal List.
There it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, I dig all of this and Reacher. Reacher, this was awesome. I like the headiness of it but the headiness of it and the brutality of it. Like, I don't like it if you're supposed to be this, like, you know, for serious gruesome war thing and there's no brutality. What are you doing?
He doesn't.
You dumb critter. Hero, come here. Don't walk on my computer.
Too late.
Get over here.
So for those of you listening at home, TJ's cat is walking back and forth in front of his computer. So
cat on the keyboard. Cat on the keyboard.
So for me, overall, I really enjoyed the season. I think I enjoyed season one more. But this final episode was kind of a letdown for me. I think overall, the reason that I liked the first season more when it was just him is there was less of him being just him, you know. And so, you know, it... And they wrapped it up almost too nicely. So it seemed almost easy for the team by the end. So, but again, I still enjoyed it. I'm still looking forward to next season. I guess I was just expecting more from the final episode than I got. So. But would still highly, highly recommend the series. So, moving on to Percy Jackson.
The one thing I got to say about Percy Jackson is RIP Lance Riddick.
Yeah, and they put that at the end.
Yeah. And at first I was like, wait, how did they wait? Was it CGI? Then I realized no, they recorded it and
four.
They got it done early. So
Yeah.
But yeah.
So they'll have to recast for a second season, assuming they're doing a second season.
Yeah. But I mean, it's Zeus, so he can be whoever he wants.
He can. It just sucks because he did. I'm thinking of the scene when the end there. Mm-hmm. When Percy confronts him, he was so good.
Well, he was good in everything.
I mean, he was. But just the intimidation, it was so good.
You felt it.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. He was, I mean, did you ever watch Fringe?
Oh, yeah. That was a great show. TJ, if you have not watched that,
I would. Oh, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's something I saw though. It made me laugh. It's like, so if you look at all the gods, okay, the one that had the most kids, hands down, was Hermes. So that means Hermes was going around just getting left and right. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is the best person you could pick for that. Like, don't get me wrong, I like Lin-Manuel Miranda, but he's going to be the hottest of the gods, except for like the three that can't have kids or shouldn't have kids, I guess.
Cheryl was excited when she saw him. She's like, oh! So, of course, because, you know, the musical fan that she is.
And then, if you're not a wrestling fan, Edge is Aries was fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
And apparently that
totally believable.
That scene in the diner where he's like when the one kid was like
questioning him.
Well, no, when he's like, she always talking about Heron's like, she always tries to make things more complicated than they need to be so she can seem smarter than she is. And all of a sudden he just smacks the table. He's like, yes. Apparently that was completely improvised and he literally scared the crap out of the kid. But they kept that take. So,
because he slammed the table so hard?
Yes. He wasn't expecting it. And then Timothy Ombudsman? Yeah, the guy that was Hephaestus?
Oh, yeah.
I like him.
Yes.
For a second,
I really enjoyed the whole thing, like because those were the books that we read when we went on vacation when we were in the car. Like we'd read a chapter or two and then take a break for a little while, then come back to it. And so, yeah, this was reliving part of my kid's childhood. So
yeah,
it was
fun. My son just got done reading all of them, and. Yeah.
Have you read any of the other ones? Because he's got the ones that's also the Roman gods, the Egyptian gods, and the Norse gods.
No, he hadn't read those.
We started the Asgardian one, but never finished it.
The other thing I had forgotten like how many parallels there are kind of between Percy Jackson and Harry Potter. Like that kind of like very similar, like they're trying to save the world. You know, the adults can't do it, so the kids are out there doing it. You got the two guys and the girl, best friend. The girl's the smart one, and da, da, da.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that Harry Potter was like, "I'm 12, I can't do this," and Percy Jackson's like, "You want a piece of this, Aries? You want a piece? Let's do this."
He's 12, and he's like, "What's up, Minotaur? Let's get some."
Yeah, he's like, I will rip a horn out your head, sir. Like, he straight up stood up there. He's like, I guess we're about to see what happens now, huh? Like, you do realize you got him his shield back, so he's better protected than he was, right?
Yeah, he's better protected from mayhem.
Exactly. And he's the god of war.
Right.
Not the best choice for for your opponent there, Chief.
Percy is the anti Harry Potter. Percy is just like,
get
let's
up.
Do it.
That's
we'll
why
figure it out as I go.
That's why Percy's American and Harry Potter's British.
Facts.
Oh, that was good, TJ.
Yeah, Percy is definitely the ADHD product of the American school system right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked both of them. Like, I liked the movies. Movies.
I mean, the movie, I was a little upset with the movie because they made him like 16.
Yeah,
like, he's supposed to be like 12.
Yeah, but like I said, it was entertaining. It was fine. I liked this better.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
You were naming off the people playing the gods, and you were when you said Timothy, and you started with I don't remember what his last name is. I was about to be like, hold up, I missed Timothy Oliphant in this movie. In what?
No. I know Oliphant.
I was like, where was he?
And then the dude that played Dionysus, he was perfect for Dionysus.
Adrian Pimento.
Yes. When he's like, Percy's like, go over there and get me this bottle of wine and then bring it back and your dad will be so proud of you. And Chiron's like, don't do that.
Yeah. I regularly call people by their Brooklyn Nine-Nine name. So especially when they're people like Adrian Pimento. Oh man, but I thought it was really good. I thought it was a cool I'm excited that he's young enough that they could do the whole story, I feel like, without it getting weird.
As long as they do one a year, they'd have to do a season a year. Yeah. If they do like Stranger Things where they take a couple years in between and they're still supposed to be in high school, that ain't gonna work.
I mean, they're like 26 now. I mean, they're, yeah. It's 2 months, and I get it that COVID hit, and then I get it. And so I'll give them a pass because I like Stranger Things. I'm really a big fan of, well, not a big fan. I have optimism for this Harry Potter TV show that's coming. That's supposed to be like
Harry Potter TV show.
There's a Harry Potter TV show coming that's supposed to be a more faithful adaptation of the books, and it's supposed to be like 10 years long.
When is it?
How can it be both? How can that be both?
Because it's 7 years.
Yeah, because the books are 7 years. So if it's 10 years long, how is it more faithful?
I don't know if they're starting with Harry Potter, is what I'm saying.
Oh, they're going to do like Fantastic Beasts and then work their way up?
I don't know. Like I said, I think it's in the way early stages.
I was talking about that with my son. I'm like, after watching Fantastic Beasts and like reading the Harry Potters and all that, Dumbledore is a menace.
And this surprises you why exactly?
It doesn't surprise me because everybody's like, oh, Dumbledore's so great. Dumbledore is not great.
He's not great.
Dumbledore gets other people to do his dirty work.
Yeah. Dumbledore had an Obi-Wan experience to where he went from Jude Law to whoever old Dumbledore is, the same way that Alec Guinness and Obi-Wan.
But no.
They had that heart living.
There's not 8 years in between the end of Fantastic Beasts and Harry Potter. There's like 40 years.
Sure,
which makes sense. There was only 8 years between.
Yeah, it was 19 between, well, if you don't count the middle stuff.
No, I'm talking about between Kenobi.
Oh, yeah, no. That's why I meant it was 19.
And Star Wars.
It was 19 between 3 and 4 before they added the new stuff.
Yes. Then they added Kenobi. And then you're like, oh, he went from Jude Law to Alec Guinness in 8 years.
Yeah, that next 8 years for Obi is going to be brutal.
Tatooine ages a man. That's why Anakin didn't want to go back. He understood. He knew it was waiting.
Maybe it was the sand, dude.
Maybe
sand gets everywhere.
Maybe when Jude Law fights, or when Jude Law, Lord, when Dumbledore fights Grindelwald for the Elder Wand, maybe that's what just whoops him.
Oh, he gets that Emperor lightning electricity that just wrinkles everything up.
Right, just made him real old all of a sudden because it was so taxing on him. I just love it when they try to back up and you're like, okay, I feel what you're doing, but there is a big disconnect between the age of these two people.
But like I said, if you look.
It's 40. I got
it's
you.
Like 40 years. So, I mean, time. If you go from 30 to 70, yeah. them some prime aging years. Like 20 to 40, you get a little something, but 30 to 70,
Yeah. And the funny part was, is that Ewan McGregor is the same age that Alec Guinness was.
People looked old though. I mean,
yeah, they just did. But like I said, that desert man, going to get you.
When somebody pointed out to me that Wilford Brimley was 50 in Cocoon. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, over here like Bilbo Baggins, like too much butter stretched over too much bread.
Right? Because like Paul Rudd, they shoot Paul Rudd at 50 and then Paul Rudd. Like, I'm going to be 49 at the end of this month. I don't think I look Wilford Brimley and Cocoon old.
No, I don't. Yeah. And then you got Paul Rudd in the new Ghostbusters that looks like Paul Rudd forever.
In Clueless.
I don't know what Paul Rudd did, but it involves the devil in some capacities. So
they don't want you to know, but him and Keanu Reeves are in some secret club.
They're in something, and they drank some unicorn blood or something because
something. There was a pact made. Let's just put it that way.
They killed a magical creature, is what happened, and so
or captured it. It's like Sandman. They got one in the basement,
right?
And they're like
they're drinking that blue milk that Luke drinks.
No, because Luke looked rough, brother. That did not help Luke at all.
Right. So maybe the blue milk is bad for you. They're drinking green milk or something.
They're drinking that pink strawberry quick.
They're drinking something because them two, or they're going to age like instantly. They're going to be
it's going to be like that, that Japanese woman age. Like you get to 60 and look like you're 20, and then you hit 61 and you look like you're 80. Like,
yeah, it's just
the next day.
Something happened. Just melt.
I'm a raisin.
Good TV programs.
So, TJ, you're saying that they're doing Harry Potter on TV. What network are...
It's on HBO Max.
HBO Max. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking for.
I have not heard of this, so now I have to...
I don't know when it comes out, and I don't know anything else about it. I just saw it. So...
Well, that's... You know,
and I just saw
basically that you're making stuff up. Great. Thanks.
Nope. I just have no further information.
Okay.
No, Harry Potter season one upcoming.
See?
Let's add. Let's look. When does it say it's upcoming? Got no dates.
Yeah, it's just in pre-production, I think.
Zero dates.
Zero dates. So for all the Harry Potter fanatics out there, you have something to look forward to now.
Hypothetically.
In theory.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So.
So. Two questions. One. When should we record next? And two. What should be the topic?
Well. Based on our schedule, it'll be mid-March. what comes out next? Something comes out that is on the tip of my brain, but my brain is not mushy.
Argyle came out last week. I really still need
to see that. Oh, I do. I want to see Argyle so bad. I heard it was bad, though.
And then if y'all didn't see it, if you haven't watched it, I enjoyed the heck out of it, the Mr. and Mrs. Smith TV show.
Oh, I saw that you said it was good. I'm going to check it. I just hadn't checked it yet.
Yeah, hadn't had time yet. But we'll put it on the radar for as soon as possible. Trey, what's the next big movie coming out?
Next big movie coming out. Let's look here. Menu. Release calendar. This weekend we have Lisa Frankenstein, which does look pretty interesting. Madam Web is the week after that.
That's what it was that it was coming out.
Madam Web.
Another Spider-Man movie without
Spider-Man.
My desire to see that is low.
Yeah. Lady Morbius, as I like to call it.
God, I hope not. It can't be that bad, right? It can't be.
It can be.
I kind of feel like
March. Doesn't Dune come out in March sometime?
Probably. Dune, so I'm looking Dune at the beginning Ghost. Of March. Oh yeah, March 1st, Dune Part 2. Dune so Dose, March, okay. We have some good stuff. March 1st, Dune Part 2. March 8th, Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yes.
And March 15th, I'm going to say this because it is the name of the movie, so I can't get canceled for it. The American Society of Magical Negroes.
Oh, I heard
that. That looks hilarious.
Hilarious.
Looks hilarious. And then March 22nd, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
And then March 29th is the Kong. Is
March 29th, Kong, Godzilla X Kong.
And I hate to say it. I don't remember because I didn't yet. Did y'all watch Rebel Moon?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about Rebel Moon.
That's what we talked about
last time, I think.
Are you sure?
I know we did.
Did I block that movie out of my brain hole?
I know we talked about it.
Probably because it wasn't good.
Like, did I really just like blindly stare at that film and now I have no recollection of watching that movie? I do remember. There it is. Tommy came back.
Talking about Godzilla X Kong, did y'all see my toy?
I did.
Who did? Dude, that's awesome.
After I brought it up, it retrieved itself from the back of the brain and was like, here's this. And I was like, oh, I remember that.
You had to go into long-term storage, huh?
Right. And it was like, they went ahead and threw that up on a shelf. So
where it belongs.
Oh man. Right. April looks like it might be good. We don't have anything the first couple of weeks, but April 12th, we got that Civil War movie, which looks pretty good.
Oh, have y'all watched Masters of the Sky yet?
I have not.
Have not.
But April 19th, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
First off, that has Alan Richardson in it. Also, you should watch Masters of the
Sky. And Henry Cavill.
You should watch it, just throwing that out there.
I have heard mixed things.
I'm saying it's worth your watch. I'm not saying it'll be the best thing you've ever seen, but it's worth your watch.
Okay.
But yes, Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare is going to be phenomenal.
I'm down for it.
So we can wait till March and not have the weekly or semi-weekly conversation. Are we recording? Are we not?
Or we can just have some banter conversations because I do miss talking with you guys.
Yeah, I didn't like the break was too long. So why don't we throw the feelers out before then? But obviously by March 1st, there's at least two things that have dropped. Or is it just one?
Well, and then I'm trying to remember. There's some other TV shows. So those are the movies that are.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Trippy dropping. Tomorrow, first two episodes of Halo Season 2.
That's what it was. That's the one that my brain couldn't grab that was coming. That nobody but TJ wanted.
So it wasn't Madam Web?
No, Madam Web was just, I knew that was coming. But the TV show was the one that I was really thinking there was a TV show coming.
If you enjoy it next Wednesday, season three premiere of Resident Alien.
Oh, with
Alan Tudyk.
The National Treasure, Alan Tudyk.
Yes. And then then February 22nd, The Last Airbender.
Hmm. Yeah, see, that's why what I was remembering my brain, I'm at like 2% brain. And so what I was remembering was that we had an empty first couple months and then TV and movies were going to start flying really close together.
All right.
Let's shut this party down before my computer dies.
Okay, so thanks for tuning in. Sorry it's been so long. And as usual, please stay geeky, my friends.
Embrace your inner geek.
Bye.
We're out of here. See you later.